This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban have begun entering Kabul from all sides, according to reports quoting Afghan government officials and eyewitnesses. This follows a week of rapid territorial gains by the Taliban, who have been largely met with surrender or retreat by Afghan forces. VOA's Aisha Tanzim in Kabul says there was a panic on the streets as news broke out that the Taliban had entered the city. They were only on the outskirts, but people in government offices began to evacuate. A VOA Afghan service reporter was in the passport office when everyone was told to leave immediately and go home. Traffic on the streets of Kabul became crazy as people scrambled to get home or to their families. By early afternoon, Taliban spokesmen announced they were not entering Kabul forcefully and wanted a peaceful transfer of power. They announced a general amnesty for all and said there will be no revenge killing. Meanwhile, U.S. helicopters are reported to have landed at the American embassy in Kabul. And President Ashraf Ghani's chief of staff, Matin Bek, tweeted, "Don't panic. Kabul is safe." A Russian foreign ministry official told Russian news agencies Sunday that Moscow is working with other countries to hold an emergency UN Security Council meeting on Afghanistan. Russia is one of five permanent members of the UN Security Council, along with the United States, Britain, France, and China. And more than 1,200 Afghans under a special immigrant visa program have undergone processing at Fort Lee, Virginia, since President Biden announced the U.S. troops would leave Afghanistan by August 31st. The agency says it has plans to evacuate some 20,000 other Afghans whose applications for visas have yet to be approved. VOA News.